Today is the Sunday before Labor Day, a day that is celebrated on the first Monday in September every year to honor the American labor movement and the contributions that workers have made to the strength, prosperity, laws, and the well-being of this country. It has been a national holiday since 1877 and is celebrated with speeches, parades, traveling, picnics, and family get-togethers, or just plain relaxing. Today, I wish to talk about labor also. That last song, in the other version, has another verse. And this one didn't have it. But most of you are probably familiar with it. The last verse says, "Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." I want to talk about laboring for our Master. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus gave us a task to labor at. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In Philippians 1:1, Paul called himself a slave of Christ. In the greeting, verse 1, it says, "Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ." Now, the New King James says bondservant, but the original Greek says slaves. The word that's used, it means a slave, a bondman, a man of servile condition. James, Peter, Jude, John, and Paul use this word at least 40 times in the New Testament. The word is doulos, and they used it to refer to the believer. So, with that in mind, we're all slaves to Jesus. We're all to be about his work. First, I'd like to say, or tell you what the Bible says labor is. There's three Greek words that are used to describe labor, or used in place of the word labor that we have today. The first word is moxos. It means wearisome labor, toil, or hardship. The second one is ponos, and I don't know if these are pronounced right, but that's my guess on the spelling. Means pain, anguish, distress, and suffering. And the third word is kapos. It means trouble, labor, involving weariness and fatigue. So now, you all know why you feel the way you do after a week of VBS or a year of Awana. Colossians 3:23 tells us how we should labor for our Lord. It says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." So everything we do, regardless if it's our work, our home life, we're supposed to be doing the very best we can do like we were doing it for God. How can we labor for the Lord? The Great Commission says, "Go, tell, teach, make disciples, and baptize in the name of the Lord." God's Word also gives us the keys to laboring for the Lord. In Romans 12:4-8, lists some spiritual gifts. And I have a list here. I won't go through and read it all. Romans 12:4-8 says, "Prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leadership, and mercy." And 1 Corinthians 12:4-10 lists wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues, and distinguishing between spirits. And Ephesians 4:11 lists the gifts within the church. Talks about being an apostle, an evangelist, a prophet, a pastor, or a teacher. A person can use their spiritual gifts to serve the Lord and fulfill his great commission. We all need to learn what our gifts are and labor in that way. Some people may think that they must do some major thing But even taking out trash, cleaning bathrooms, sweeping the floor is laboring for him. Would visitors want to return if the trash overflowed or the bathrooms were disgusting? Every task makes a difference. And by the way, if anyone's interested in any cleaning, you can just talk to Barb. She'll be happy to give you a job. I've heard some older members in the past say that they have served and now it's someone else's turn. I've never run across that verse in any of my reading in the Bible. There's always a way to serve, even if an individual is not physically able. They can function as our prayer warriors. As you know, there's usually a large list of people and situations that need bathed in prayer constantly. No act of service is insignificant. And I didn't say this is going to be a short one, but guess what? I've got two paragraphs and we're done. It seemed a lot longer last night when I was writing it. We have Awana starting this week. There's always a need for those willing to serve in some way. Even if it's just listening to the children trying to say their memory verses. In the past, you know, the children have the story time, the game time, the book time. And we had Bible study, and then the kids came upstairs, and the people in the Bible study listened to their verses. So even in that small way, that's a big help. Because we are short-staffed. And as the song says, which we didn't get to sing, by the way, when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, Jesus says we're supposed to do it till the end of the age, and we're supposed to work until our work is done. And as Pastor Paul used to say, just remember, the retirement is out of this world, and that's all I have. We'll go into an invitation time. If you need to come and talk to the Lord, this is the time to do it.